Good morning. Christ follower, Christ lives in you. In you. Yeah. The power of God that raised Jesus from the dead, the Word says, is inside each and every one of us who believe. And today we're wrapping up our series, Unlock. We've been looking at the last 4 weeks on how to unlock your God-given potential. I'm Pastor Doug Moore. I'm one of the teaching pastors here at Faith Fellowship, and I am so glad you're here this morning. But here's the deal. Everybody has limits. You're like, well, I'm glad you recognize that, Pastor Doug, because I do have limits. There are things that your education can't fix. There are battles your experience cannot win. There are doors your connections cannot open. And many believers spend their whole lives trying to survive on natural strength while carrying supernatural potential in themselves that they don't even know they have. God never designed you to live only by what you can produce naturally. The Christian life is not just self-improvement. It's supernatural empowerment. And when you were born again, when you became a Christ follower, God did not simply make you religious. He placed His Spirit inside of you so you could function beyond human limitations. The greatest frustration in life is trying to fulfill a divine assignment with human strength. God's given you the callings in your life, and sometimes we think, well, I just don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I have the capacity. I don't know if I have the patience. I don't know if I have the know-how. But today we're going to see that God has given you access to a higher way of living, a much greater, higher way of living. So first thing I wanted us to see here is that natural ability has its limits. Would you agree with that? I mean, come on. I know that I cannot do the things I used to be able to do when I was 17, ask Jeannie. Let's look at John chapter 15, verse 5. Without me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. Now, Jesus wasn't insulting humanity. Can't do nothing without me. It's not what he was saying. He was revealing dependency. And there comes a moment when talent runs out. Money runs out. Strength runs out. Emotional energy runs out. Natural ability can take you only so far. Moses had natural leadership ability, but he himself, in that ability, could not split the Red Sea. David had skill with a sling, but skill alone did not defeat Goliath. Peter had fishing experience, but experience could not produce a miracle catch. And a lot of people are exhausted because they're trying to carry spiritual weight with natural strength. You're trying to do things that you feel like you should be doing spiritually with your natural abilities. Stop. That's not how it happens. If you are able to do it, then there'd be no need for a Savior. And Jesus came to give you the abilities that you need to have success in the life that He's put you in. Give you the ability to show the world how good He is. Not to depend upon ourselves, but to solely depend on Him. That's why we need a Savior every day. So we get exhausted trying to do spiritual things physically, emotionally. Trying to love difficult people naturally. Good luck with that. Oh, you know, I love them, right? You can't do it. Trying to overcome fear naturally. Trying to break addiction naturally. Trying to carry purpose naturally. Can't do it. You may be able to get by for a little while. You may be able to fake it for a little bit. You may be able to do some 12 steps and get it done. But man, when it comes down to it's you or failure, and you're going to try to depend on you, I wouldn't place that bet, man. Anything God calls you to do will eventually require greater than yourself. Anything He's called us to do is going to require us to depend on Him so that He gets all the glory. I heard some great testimonies last week. Guess what? Nobody got the glory in that but God. And when God is the only one who gets glory, that's when miracles happen. Not some church, not some preacher, not some doctrine, not some theology, but when God is the only one who gets the credit for a miracle happening, that's when things start to spread. Because we know we don't depend upon ourselves. We don't depend upon our abilities. We don't depend upon our avenues of experience. We simply trust in Him, and that's when miracles happen. Anything God calls you to do will eventually require greater power than what you and I possess in and of ourselves. But there is good news. Are you ready for some good news? Acts 8:1 says this, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The good news is this: God never asked you to produce supernatural results with natural resources alone. He doesn't do that. He gives you the ability to possess the abilities He has by believing in who He is, and then He gives you the power by His Holy Spirit. You see, God gets all the credit in those areas. All we have to do is just believe. And just believing in God and accepting the gifts that He has pushes religion out of the way. It has nothing to do with us anymore. And it all focuses in on how we trust and believe and totally depend upon who God is and what He's done in us in Christ by the finished work of the cross. Grace gives us supernatural ability. Grace gives us supernatural ability. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, or chapter 12. He says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." When we have a need, God's grace fulfills it. And we've already received God's grace as Christ's followers the moment we believed. So everything you and I need to be successful in this life has been given to us by what Jesus finished on the cross for us. You may feel unqualified, but grace qualifies. You may feel weak, but grace strengthens. You may feel incapable, but grace enables. The world says, and religion says, work harder, do better, do this, do that. But grace says, depend deeper. Depend on God. Rest on Him. Trust His word. Be led by the Spirit. I had told the story before, I think maybe from up here. I also told it a couple weeks ago out in Bible study that I was hosting. And I had a friend of mine who was a missionary to Estonia. His name's David Skinner. David's all a really interesting guy. He married an Estonian girl, Katrina, and we called her Tina. And he was a really cool dude. God worked through him in so many awesome ways. David had a speech impediment, but he was kind of like, you know, Mel Tillis. Ever heard of Mel Tillis? Right? Speech impediment, right? But he'd get up and sing, you couldn't tell. David get up to preach, it was like, who is this guy? It was awesome. But it's the Holy Spirit in him working through him, and it was just great. He just depended on God. And it wasn't really a bad one, even after he wasn't preaching, but it was like, It was just so cool to see how God utilized him. We sometimes think, ah, God can't use me because of this, because of that. Just try God out. See what he can do. But I remember him talking about how as he was ministering there, and Dave was an old country boy, all right? I mean, he was missionary to Estonia and lived there for, I think, 10 or 15 years, preaching and ministering. Right after the wall fell back in 1989, went over there. And he came back after about being over there about 12 years, and he said the one thing he really missed was watching ESPN and watching basketball. He was a big, tall guy. He liked basketball. You look at me, you do not think basketball. And so he loved it, and he missed it over there. He said, he got to watch the Estonian team. Ha! He said. And it was like, you know, just, he missed it. He missed watching American basketball. And so he said, you know, when he came back over here to the United States after being over there 10 or 12 years on furlough to, you know, raise some more money for the ministry in Estonia, and he went and got an apartment up in Beardstown, Illinois, in that area, and the church he went to was kind of from that area, that church that sent him out there. And so he went and bought a television, and they rented this apartment, and he saw that they had a cable outlet there, but it was like, you know, he knew he couldn't have, he thought, well, I know cable cost a lot of money back then, he thought, and he's like, I know I can't get that, he said, but I'm just going to set the TV up here by where the TV normally goes. They had a shelf there where the cable outlet was, and he set it there, and he said that as he would turn on the television, and he would use his remote, and he said, you know, I want to see if I, you know, he pray, oh God, let me see if I can get ESPN. I mean, this is how spiritually minded this guy was. And so he would turn on where this channel was supposed to be, ESPN, and he would see this fuzzy channel. He would see snow on it, you know, it was really bad. You know, it was double vision and all that. But he could watch basketball. He was thrilled. He said, man, I could get this. He's like glorifying God in it, man. He's like, woo, this is awesome. God is good. And so the first month payment rent came forward, and he went down to pay it there at the landlord's office, and he took it down there and said, look, I got to tell you something, man. He said, I know I'm not paying for, I didn't get cable and all that, but he said, I got to tell you, man. He said, I got to testify to you how good God is. I love basketball, and I wanted to watch ESPN, but I didn't have cable, but I put my TV up there, and somehow, someway, miraculously, I am receiving ESPN, man. He says, it's really hard to see. I can't really see it. Can't really tell the numbers, but I can tell it's American basketball. It's awesome. And he said, the landlord looked at him and said, dude, you pay for that every month. He said, is there something wrong with it? Do you have the cable hooked into the TV? He said, no, I didn't do that. He said, why would I hook it into it? Because I'm not paying for it. He said, dude, you're paying for it. Hook the cable TV cable into the back of the TV, and I bet you see basketball. And he did. And he's like, oh, man, he didn't realize it was all included in the rent. He didn't know he already had what he'd been looking for all that time. Guys, this is how we are spiritually as Christians. We don't know the power that we've been given by God the moment we got born again. But we're not connected. We're just close enough to get excited. We're just close enough to see God move. We're just close enough to hear other people tell about how good God is. But we're not connected ourselves into the full power of God. And the good news is it's already been paid for. It's already in you. We just got to plug in, baby. That's it. That's all we got to do. And I tell David, you know, I'm friends with him on Facebook. I said, dude, you know, I still tell that story. He said, do you use my name? I said, oh, yeah. We got to stay connected to the power source, man. Many believers are trying to see God's will while disconnected from the source. I want to know what God's will is. Well, get connected to the source. What's the source? The Word. The Word and prayer. The Word and prayer. The Word and prayer. Praying the Word gets you connected, staying connected. The issue is not effort alone. The issue is simple connection. So the practical signs of living by by grace are this. You have peace in pressure. When the pressure's on, somehow, some way, you got peace of mind. You have strength in difficult seasons. When things happen, you know, I'm going to get through this. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know it shall come to pass. We have a house this week. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of things involved with that, but it's like you guys have been praying with me. Every one of you, everybody who has like asked me about it and said, we're praying, guess what? See, God worketh. He works. It works. It's real. And it couldn't be any better than what I tried to pull off myself and in the house that we lost. It's bigger than that. It's what you guys were telling me, Doug. You just know God has something better for you. I can't wait to see what God has for you. And I said, that makes three of us. But see, this stuff is real. It works. Did you notice, though, I was teaching the same stuff for the last 3 weeks before I had a house. You see, it doesn't depend on the situation. It doesn't depend on what I see. The word says the things that we see are temporal. That's where we get our word temporary. That word means subject to change. Everything we see in the natural that is being bombarded at us by the enemy are subject to change. And because I didn't have a house last week or the week before, did not change the truth of the word that says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. It's good. You can forgive when your flesh wants revenge, is another sign of grace. You can keep moving even after disappointment. That's hard. But grace is sufficient for what we need in that. You accomplish things you know you could not do alone. Grace, God's grace, is sufficient for everything we need. When you begin to rely on God's grace, something changes inside, man. It changes inside of you and it changes you. You stop seeing yourself only through natural eyes. When I received the revelation of grace, I'm telling you, I started, what changed my life was I started seeing and reading in the Word what God thought about me. Not what I thought about me, but what God thought about me. And when I started seeing on this side of the cross what God thinks about me, it changed my whole attitude and knowing that I have a Savior, yes, but I have a Savior who has fought for me, who has won the battle for me, who has already done all the work for me, and all I've got to do is trust him and thank him for what he's already done. And when I know he loves me, and there's no ever attitude of him being mad at me, ever, then I know I serve a good God, and the goodness of God causes men to repent, the Bible says. The goodness of God. Faith activates supernatural living. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. All things. The anointed one and his anointing, which is what the word Christ means, not Jesus' last name. The word Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. I can do all things through his anointing and the anointed one. I can do all things through that power that strengthens me. Faith is not confidence in yourself. Stop that thinking. Faith is not confidence in yourself. Faith is confidence in God's ability working through you. Not confidence in yourself, but in God's ability working through you. Living beyond natural ability requires a mind shift. You have to shift your mindset. You cannot constantly speak limitation and expect supernatural manifestation. You can't. If all you're going to do is speak junk and garbage and being defeated and negativity, that's what you're going to receive. The word says that the tongue holds the power of life and death, and those who love it eat the fruit thereof. The words that we speak determine, they are seeds, and they determine our harvest. Guys, we need to speak the word and say what the word says we are, and we can do what the word says we can do, because we're speaking the only truth there is and the only truth we know, and that is the word of God. Some Christ followers pray for victory while speaking defeat. I can never do that. Nothing good ever happens for me. I'm too weak. I'm too broken. Your words reveal what you believe. And if you just watch your words, now again, it's not the power of positive thought or the power of positive speak. If you don't believe it and say it, nothing changes. Out of the abundance of the heart, the Bible says, the mouth speaks. And if you believe and you speak, then the word you're speaking, which should be the word of God, it shall come to pass, because you are in this earth planting that seed, and it will happen because you're speaking the word of God. Not your abilities, not your faith, not your power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. It is His word that changes us. Your words reveal what you believe. Faith agrees with what God says, even when circumstances disagree. Instead of saying, I can't handle this, say, God is strengthening me. Instead of saying, I'll never recover, say, the life of God is working in me. These are all parts of Scripture. Instead of saying, I'm stuck, say, God is leading me into greater things. Faith activates what grace has already provided. Faith doesn't get something for you. Faith activates what you already got. And faith is not believing in yourself to get it. Faith is trusting that God has already provided it in Christ when you got born again, when you decided to become a Christ follower. God's power flows mostly freely through believers who expect Him to move. And finally, let's look at Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. It's not by our power, not by our abilities, but by the Spirit of God that works in us. You were never meant to live a life limited to human strength. Listen to me. You were never meant to live a life limited to human ability or human strength. There is a supernatural dimension available to every believer, and we have to unlock it. We have to bring out from what's inside outward. And that's done by prayer. That's done by Bible study. That's done by coming here when you're able to come here to receive the word and encouragement. And you have a ministry to everyone who comes into this place. It's not just Pastor Damon. It's not just the staff. You are the ministers of this body. You are the ones who show how good God is. Look, the church is really the church when the auditorium is empty. It's when you're out there that people see the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the power of God, the love of God. You can love beyond your natural ability. You can endure beyond your natural ability. You can overcome beyond your natural ability. You can prosper beyond your natural ability. You can walk in peace beyond your natural ability. Look, this last 4 weeks, we've talked about the Holy Spirit inside of us is greater than every weakness around us. We need to stop measuring our future by our natural limitations. Start measuring our future by God's supernatural power. That's the goodness of God. Our limitation is not God's limitation. When human strength ends, grace begins to operate. God's power on our life is greater than the pressure against our life. We were designed for more than just survival. We were designed for supernatural, abundant living for the glory of God. Amen? Amen. It's time for the world to see the goodness of God, to see the power that's inside each and every one of us as Christ followers, and to see that love that we've experienced from Him ourselves. Let's pray. Father, You are so good. And we give You glory that this week, after hearing the Word, we will just determine to just unlock the power that has already been inside of us as Christ followers. And if we haven't made that decision, and we've listened to this, we think, man, I need some of that. I want that. I want the stuff that the Bible says happens to happen. And we cry out and we receive and we're thankful for that, God, that all we got to do is believe in what You've accomplished for us, Jesus. That's all we got to do is believe. That's it. It's all it takes. No works. The good works come after we believe and the people see the good works of what You are ready provided for us inside coming outward. It's not based on how good we clean ourselves up and then finally You come in. You've accepted us as we are. All we have to do is believe that You have. It's up to us. And we're grateful that we've made that decision. And we're thankful, God, today that we, as Christ followers, celebrate Your love. Celebrate Your goodness. We're grateful. And if we need to just believe and accept You, we just say, Jesus, help me. Father, I believe. And I receive Jesus. That's how easy it is. Thank You, Father, for Your goodness and Your mercy and Your sacrifice. In the name of Jesus, amen. So this morning, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate with receiving communion together. On that night, it says that Jesus took the bread and He broke it. Now, the bread is a symbol of His body. In fact, He said that. He said, this is My body. Now, if any of you need elements, raise your hand real quick. We'll get them to you. He said, this represents My body. And He said, when I break this bread, it represents My body being broken. Has anybody ever had something in their body break down? Yeah. And Jesus says, this is My body breaking down for you. I'm taking this upon Myself for you. For He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon Him. And by His stripes, by His bruising, by His broken body, we are healed. It also says He bore our griefs and our sorrows. And there's some in our congregation today that are going through griefs and sorrows. He bore those. And He took them from us. Everything, emotionally, spiritually, physically, because of His broken body, He has bore them for us. He was broken for us. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are spiritually, emotionally, and physically healed. He said, take and eat this in remembrance of Me. And the Word says also that same night He took the cup and He blessed the wine and He said, look, this is My blood of the new covenant. The old covenant was sanctified by the blood of bulls and rams and sacrifices of animals. He says, but this is a new and better covenant. This is the blood of the new covenant, He said. It's the blood of Jesus that doesn't just cover the sacrifices and the sins and the depths of who we are in humanity. His blood doesn't cover sin. His blood erases it. As if it never, ever, 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 ever happened. Amen. And He said, when you drink this, remember, you've been redeemed. You are set free. Christ follower, He did it for us. Father, thank You. Thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy that follows us all the days of our life. We unlock, we loose the power of God that's in us, that the world may know how good you are. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be blessed. Have a great week and love on each other. Hallelujah.